We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, graceful viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 66 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. Now joining us is the Dominican Republic with the following new additions: in Tireo, El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión, in Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña, and in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Cameroon, Channel 26 and Pamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Cumba on Siat Cumba. In Bogota, Colombia, in Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular. Channel 16 on Parabolica, Bellavista. In Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad, in Gatiba, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43, on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46, on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Calera, Channel 51, on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41, on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55, on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52, on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26. And 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, in Gativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable, in Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión, in Santa Rosa de la Huaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión, in Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable, in Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company, in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. in Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mincheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tengdai Cable TV. In Chai County, Channel 97 on Guoshang Cable TV. And in Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Daoyang Cable TV. In Chai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Daoliao Township and Chialin Cable TV, and Channel 108 in Yuanchang Township in Peikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatar, Salenge Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayansurkh, Ankhan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himori Cable TV. In Khotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company, and in Sanshan City on Dornogobi Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm TEL, and in Hamburg on WILLY TEL using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network, and in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. Today, June 15th, distinguished Mexican poet Mr. Ramon López Velarde was born in Jerez, Mexico in 1888. He is considered among Mexico's greatest poets of the 20th century. Mr. Velarde is described as a postmodernist whose themes include the Mexican landscape, country life, and love. In addition, he was influential to other Mexican avant-garde poets. He also authored essay collections such as The Minute Hand and The Gift of February. May eloquent verses such as those composed by Mr. Ramon López Velarde continue to bring joy and inspiration to mind and spirit.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Poland. In May, the Central European nation was besieged by unrelenting torrential rains that set off the country's most severe floods in over a decade, as its two largest rivers, the Vistula and Oder, burst their banks. At least 18 people perished, with tens of thousands who were displaced, as the Polish government and non-governmental organizations frantically worked to assist the afflicted. Expressing her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000, requesting that our association members please go help those most in need.
Our association members quickly contacted officials for information on the areas that had been hardest hit. They then divided in two groups, the first rendering aid to worst affected victims in the southern regions. Meanwhile, the other relief team traveled to Masovian province, covering their own expenses of approximately $700. On the road, one of their cars was damaged by floodwaters, but the relief work continued immediately after repairs as they traveled to the towns of Slubice and Geben. There, residents described their situation.
W miejscowości Świniary został przerwany wał i woda szła bardzo szybko, fala tam. Praktycznie ludzie z tamtych okolic, tam te miejscowości bliżej Świniary, Wiączemin, uciekli z domów, tak jak stoją.
Wczoraj dotarłem do domu, to wszystko jest popękane, po prostu nie poprzewracało. Także już się suszy, trzeba wietrzyć, okna otwierać, po prostu wszystko. Podłogi do góry się ponosiły, nie? Tak się chodzi jak po górach.
Woda w tym miejscu praktycznie była na wysokości w tej chwili nas. Jak twarze mamy, to taka, jak widać na obrzeżu ten budyneczek, to woda się lała oknami do tego budyneczku. Byliśmy odcięci praktycznie od świata, ze wszystkich stron mieliśmy wodę. No jeżeli chodzi o zbiory, to praktycznie rolnicy nie będą, mają prawo się nie spodziewać, praktycznie zero. No jest to niebezpieczne, skażona przede wszystkim jest bardzo. No,
nie, czyli pijecie wodę przygotowaną?
Ale tylko tą z butelek. No sytuacja jest ciężka, no wiadomo. No, chodzi o to, żeby jedno drugiemu jakoś tam pomogło, żeby...
The relief team then visited some who had taken refuge in a school, where they distributed 180 packages that included cleaning, medical, hygiene, and vegan food supplies. They also gave out SOS leaflets on the Veg Climate Solution and provided vegan food for animals as well as baked vegan goods to help bring comfort to the storm victims at this time, much to their appreciation. Mazovian Vice Governor Andrzej Rybas Toloczko also conveyed his thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai and the relief team via a phone call.
Our thankfulness, officials and rescue personnel, for your swift assistance. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's heartfelt concern and for the endeavors of our association members. May heaven grace the flood-affected residents with the smooth resuming of their productive day-to-day lives, as we pray that such extreme circumstances subside through humanity's caring efforts.
Russian volcano erupts in activity. On the southern part of Kamchatka Peninsula, the Gorolev volcano rose from its dormancy on Sunday, June 13th, for the first time in more than 20 years, as a plume of ash and steam rose into the air at least 1,000 meters, limiting air travel in the region. Seismologists stated that there was no immediate threat to nearby residents or tourists thus far. We are thankful for the safety of the region's residents as we pray for the safe passing of such eruptions in the beautiful land of Russia's Far East. May our world enjoy a more peaceful future through our more heartfelt care for the environment.
Earthquakes rattle the U.S., Japan, Indonesia, and Vanuatu. On Saturday night, June 12, two shallow quakes measuring 4.8 and 4.9 hit the desert area of Borrego Springs in California, USA, followed by nearly 40 aftershocks, which were felt by residents as far away as the city of San Diego. In Japan, during the early hours of Sunday, a 5.1 quake struck the Amami Islands, with a stronger 6.2 magnitude tremor that occurred later near the east coast of Honshu Island, with tremors that were felt in Tokyo and neighboring prefectures. Also that day in Indonesia, a 5.0 magnitude earthquake hit 7 kilometers west of the provincial capital Ternate in North Maluku Province, followed by a 4.7 magnitude quake occurring further north. Meanwhile, India's Nicobar Islands rumbled with a series of aftershocks ranging from 4.7 to 5.3, coming after a 7.5 magnitude quake that had occurred earlier that day. Thankfully, there were no damage or injuries reported for these events, and no tsunami warnings issued. Thank heavens for the protection of all those in the quake-stricken regions. We look forward to the day that our world may be free of such disruptions as humanity's gentler ways help return stability to our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Premiere of animal welfare documentary, Skin Trade, held in Los Angeles. The new independent film recently made its debut at the Majestic Crest Theater in Westwood, California, USA. The movie, which has already been recognized with several Best Documentary Awards, was directed by Shannon Keefe, animal rights attorney and founder of the nonprofit organization Animal Rescue Media and Education, or ARME.
Animals are constantly being tortured and abused for the fur trade. And I couldn't believe that fur as fashion was actually making a comeback on the catwalks. So I decided to make this film to educate the public about animals used for fashion.
It's important to know what you're buying.
Does that weigh out torture and loss of life over a few seconds of amusement? I mean, it just doesn't weigh.
If you care about animals, you don't pay people to abuse them. And anytime you buy anything with fur or leather on it, you're paying somebody to abuse an animal.
The film presents an array of interviews with fashion designers, celebrities, and government dignitaries, such as vegan U.S. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, as well as Oscar-nominated vegan actor James Cromwell, and four-time U.S. National Basketball Association champion and vegan John Sally.
What has been the response to your film?
The response has been overwhelming. There are fashion icons that have seen this film and decided to change their ways. I'm so excited that animal rights films are getting out there and becoming more mainstream. It's something that everyone cares about, but not everybody knows about. And I think that once they hear about it and learn about it, then they take the right path. It's just a matter of getting the message out there.
Many viewers expressed thankfulness for this eye-opening view of the unnecessary and horrific cruelties still going on in the fur industry.
It was such a good movie. Like someone said, you thought it was something that was over and done with in the 80s. And my God, it's still something that is going on. To see a fox caught in the trap and to see how callous people can be when they're, how could anybody hear an animal scream or hear a creature scream and not have emotion? So, it was really powerful and hard to watch, but I hope that a lot of people see this movie and get the words out.
You know, learned a lot in this film, and I wasn't aware that 96% of all faux fur contains some, cat and dog hair. So it's going to make me rethink a lot of my choices.
Every person who makes a purchase is a voting, If we dare do it to make the right decision, we can actually stop this from happening. That's amazing. We really have the power. It doesn't have to happen.
Fur is very beautiful, but it's beautiful on the original owner, the animals. Go vegan and peace to the animals. Don't wear fur. It's murder.
Our appreciative salute, director Shannon Keith, and all involved in this important film. May more and more people be awakened to halt the cruelty of the fur industry and embrace instead the humane and chic vegan fur-free lifestyle.
Hi, this is Rami saying be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Hi, I'm Dan Peraro, the creator of Bizarro, and I want you to be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Hi, I'm Shannon Keith. Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Save our planet. Birds in India suffer from high heat. Avian populations, once abundant in the nation, have been dwindling due to urbanization and use of pesticides. Moreover, with this year bringing India's hottest March and April in a century, with May temperatures often exceeding 45 degrees Celsius, an alarming number of birds have been succumbing to heat stroke. In the city of Delhi alone, where vultures, doves, and sparrows are already facing extinction, some 300 birds have been treated daily for sunstroke, at least 70 of whom are seen each day at the long-established Charity Birds Hospital.
Meanwhile, in neighboring Uttar Pradesh, the State Forest Department reported the tragic finding of 150 peacocks who perished in the summer heat. Officials there are now working to refill parched water bodies and implement other local preventive measures.
Our earnest thanks, Charity Birds Hospital, and all officials, organizations, and personnel working to save avian co-inhabitants imperiled by the intense heat. With our prayers for their revival to flourishing health, let us swiftly join in meaningful actions to restore the Earth's balance for the benefit of all beings.
As part of her tireless efforts to ensure our planetary welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often addressed the perilous situation of our animal co-inhabitants, as in this August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
Our animal friends are suffering terribly due to the effects of global warming. Many of the animals are dying or at the brink of extinct or already gone due to unbearable temperatures, or they are being forced out of their habitats. Birds of all kinds in every corner of the globe are also imperiled, according to the World Wildlife Fund. Some bird populations declined by up to 90%. Some already disappeared. With the expected 2 degrees C temperature rise, bird extinction rates could reach 38% in Europe and 72% in Northeast Australia. We have lost so many innocents already. But the animals know exactly what is happening without a word. They know that the solution lies not so much in words, but in daily actions. And the essential change that will be the most restorative for our world is to be vegan.
Save our planet. China notes weather disruptions, such as record high temperatures in the normally coldest regions of Heilongjiang province and Inner Mongolia, as well as with typically warmer areas, such as Nanjing, facing record low seasonal temperatures.
Save our planet. In Beirut, Lebanon, over 150 people bicycle across the city in a call for more paths to support this green and eco-friendly form of transportation.
Save our planet. Cuba hosts a youth forum of international university students who call for action from industrialized nations to safeguard humanity and the environment, along with proposed school curricula for education on ecology and the development of international youth eco-advocacy groups.
Save our planet. With a recent Massachusetts USA Commission study reporting that wood-burning power plants release more emissions than coal, the use of biomass as a sustainable energy source is further called into question, especially considering the limited supply of sustainably harvested wood.
Warning news. A German study found that alcohol consumption and cigarette smoking in young adults were associated with higher rates of migraines and tension-type headaches, while coffee drinking combined with physical inactivity were linked to migraines.
Hello, I'm Tinto the Snub-Nosed Monkey.
Hi there. I'm Konto. Mom and I are following a nutritious plant-based diet. Today, we have a tip on appreciating yourself.
According to Mr. Mike Robbins, author of Focus on the Good Stuff, it's important to pay special attention to your strengths and positive qualities, such as being a good listener or loyal friend.
In his book, Mr. Robbins also says take time for yourself to do things you enjoy, like meditating, walking on the beach, or reading an uplifting book.
Take care of yourself and be happy.
Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And thanks for tuning in. Now the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In technology news, an Indian news system gives villagers a voice. Called CGNet Swara, meaning Chhattisgarh Net Voice, the information service combines a mobile phone, the internet, and radio technology. Individuals can phone a number to listen to news and are also able to add their own reports. Once recorded, the piece appears as a link on the website, which is then edited. CGNet Swara is the creation of freelance journalist Mr. Shubhranshu Chowdhury and Microsoft employee Mr. Bill Thies. Funding is provided by the U.S.-based Knight International Journalism, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and multinational corporation Microsoft. It is envisioned the system will provide a viable means for residents of remote areas to communicate with each other and the outside world. Kudos, Mr. Shubhranshu Chowdhury and Mr. Bill Thies, on this promising innovation. Also, our sincere thankfulness, Knight International Journalism, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Microsoft, for your generous support. May your enhancement help many to grow closer in understanding and harmony. Up next on Noteworthy News, Taiwan Institute for Sustainable Energy holds a seminar to lower our carbon footprint. We'll take a God contemplative walk and be right back. More rewarding news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a loving world. In ecology news, Formosa or Taiwan calls on citizens to lower their carbon footprint. Taiwan Institute for Sustainable Energy held the 100,000 people's gathering. Reduce carbon dioxide, save the planet, in Taipei.
Go low carbon, Taiwan! Go, go, go!
Representatives from around the world, including the United Kingdom, Japan, Singapore, Haiti, and Belize, attended, as well as Dr. Eric Li Luen Chu, the former Vice President of Formosa's Executive UN. At the event, Dr. Chu highlighted Formosa's determination to reduce carbon dioxide and to safeguard the environment through lowering meat consumption. Dr. Eugene Yeo Shin-Chien, Chairman of the Taiwan Institute for Sustainable Energy, highlighted cooperation in protecting our planet. Many thanks, Dr. Eugene Yeo Shin-Chien and Taiwan Institute for Sustainable Energy, for hosting this meeting to promote protecting our planet together. Also, our appreciation, Dr. Eric Li Luen Chu, and all distinguished participants for supporting eco-friendly endeavors. Make green practices, foremost of which is the low-emissions vegan lifestyle, quickly be adopted by all nations to save the Earth.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day entitled Good Reason Told in Persian.
زن و شوهری داشتن با هم دعوا میکردن. شوهره میگه من فقط به خاطر اینکه بابات پولدار بود باهات ازدواج کردم. زن میگه باز تو یه دلیلی داشتی، من چی بگم؟
And now for our viewers' heartline on celebrating African art on a journey through aesthetic realms.
Great show. For original African paintings at an online African art gallery, do a search in Google for True African Art. It features 400 original paintings by 40 African artists. You can also do a search for the same on YouTube and find 13 featured artists' video interviews. Enjoy! Gatinja from Kenya, East Africa.
Beauty appreciating Gatinja, thank you for your enthusiastic note and good information. It is really wonderful to get a glimpse of the rich artistic creations of the great continent of Africa. In following Supreme Master Qinghai's loving instructions, we have the great honor to present the magnificent heritages of unique cultures of our world. May God bless you and the kind people of Kenya.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May grace and love elevate your sacred journey to the divine. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
United Arab Emirates President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan welcomes British Prime Minister David Cameron for a first visit with discussions that focus on the two countries' cooperation and friendship, as well as supporting the Middle East peace process.
During the third session of the Tunisian-Omani Joint Commission meeting, delegates from both countries sign agreements to enhance bilateral cooperation in fields such as education, vocational training, scientific research, culture, and tourism.
In a congratulatory call to Philippine President-elect Benigno Aquino, U.S. President Barack Obama stated that he has quit the harmful habit of smoking, as he offered to send suggestions when the President-elect is ready to stop.
Coinciding with the official celebration of Her Majesty's birthday, 975 people are announced for the Queen's birthday honor list, with distinctions such as the Order of the British Empire that will be awarded over the next 6 months.
In a commemoration of their 25th year of membership in what is now the European Union, leaders of Spain and Portugal pledge their support to overcome challenging times, as they also call for increased cooperation among all member states.
Emmy Award-winning American talk show host and vegan Ellen DeGeneres once again invites chef Roberto Martin on a show to delight the audience and millions of viewers, this time with a demonstration of delicious vegan spring rolls.
Uzbekistan opens her border to accept thousands of refugees fleeing ethnic conflict in Kyrgyzstan, while Russia sends a plane to fly the severely injured to Moscow for medical treatment.
U.S. Ambassador to Sri Lanka, Patricia Butenis, donates the proceeds from the annual Ambassador's Ball to Sattva Mitra, an animal rights organization in Sri Lanka, to help raise awareness for improved animal welfare laws.
The European Union signs an agreement to donate 20 million euros annually to Libya through 2013 in support of improving the country's healthcare, education, energy, and business areas.
A woman from Ohio, USA, who once received a ride by medics to the hospital, donates $10,000 to the local emergency medical services department to show her appreciation for their care.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.